This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Cleveland baseball fans are getting ready for the Guardians. That's the name that will replace the Indians next season. It comes from the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Lorraine Carnegie Bridge, not far from Progressive Field. Terry, after Friday's announcement, you've found out lots of details about what went into the selection process.
They had a discussion internally on, do you want something that's new or something that's old with the team? You know, once upon a time, there's a Negro League team called the Cleveland Buckeyes. Of course, you want to fight Ohio State on that trademark? I don't think so. The Spiders. A lot of fans wanted Spiders. Two problems with that. Number one, starting University of Richmond owns that. That was going to cost a lot of money. And then they said, well, is it really worth it? I mean, is Spiders going to do that much for us? And the Spiders were in the 1890s, and they were here before. And, you know, so I think they kind of, they kicked the Spiders out fairly soon. So then it's like, we want something fresh. And as I wrote, they also wanted something safe and boring. So Guardians, that name popped up early.
Yeah, it was floated around quite floated early around. Because I remember that was one of my top choices.
Right, it was one of your choices. I kept mentioning it. In fact, they broke it down. Names are sort of three things. They're kind of like animals, colors, or sort of like objects.
Right.
I mentioned three names, Guardians, Rockers, and a color, like blues. So they ended up with objects and the Guardians, the Guardian Bridge. They did have to cut a deal with Marvel.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, so there was something there. And there was an old XFL team named the Guardians, and I'm not sure if they had any rights to it. Just like there's a roller derby team from a couple of years ago, Cleveland Guardians, you know. I have to admit, I'm moving more towards kind of liking the Guardians. Like, you liked it pretty quick.
I really did.
And I think you're right.
This happens in July on a random Friday. What's with the timing?
Well, they've got the last trademark stuff cleared up a few days before. They were worried it was going to leak out. And then they said, let's just get going. I heard there's over 2,000 Indians references in Progressive Field alone.
Wow.
They're having people go through to make sure to see every little thing they have to rip out to put something else in.
So then they roll out these logos. And there was a lot of talk about this. It looks similar to the Indians logo. What did you find out about
that? Well, I got these emails. The Indians are so cheap. They just changed a couple letters. That way they don't have to change, you know, the uniforms or anything. First of all, any change you make on a trademark or whatever is very expensive. Secondly, every person I talked to, and these are top people from different teams, said the last thing the Indians need to do is change the color scheme. He goes, so many people are upset now, feel that they've lost this connection with the team. They want the red, white, and blue colors.
Okay, so you have the Guardians in script that's very similar to the Indians logo. Then they also have the baseball with the two G's on either side and the wings coming off of them. Could they change? Could there be different ones?
Well, they, you know, I believe the logo was rushed. They told me no. And as they said, you can change the logo. I mean, that's the first logo. So I think there'll be more.
This has just been such an interesting process because in this past year, we've seen the Washington football team. They still haven't settled on a name, but then you have new teams like the Seattle Kraken playing in the NHL. I mean, this is the first time we've seen an actual team in a long time change its name.
There has never been in the history of sports, as far as I could tell, a team that had the same name for over 100 years, staying in the same city, that changed its name.
So how do you think this all went for them?
Painfully. And remember, this is Cleveland. We don't like a lot of change. You know, to a lot of people, it was bad enough, Chief Wahoo, and then the name. And you could argue how you feel about that. I've wanted to change Chief Wahoo since 1996. But in retrospect, they should have just done it all at once.
You think that's what they would do differently?
Yes, absolutely. I think they feel this is the year they take the hits, Amanda, on everything.
Right.
Remember, they cut the payroll down to $50 million, second lowest in the big leagues. They have the youngest roster, changing the name. I've been told from right at the top, they're not going to come back with the second lowest payroll in baseball. It's not going to go real high, but it'll get back to like what Tampa Bay or Oakland, those kind of teams are paying.
Yeah.
And the idea being next year with some more money and a new name, it's just something to give the fans to look forward to instead of just looking in the rearview mirror.
I just hope they keep Slider.
I think Slider's going to survive, and he might have a guardian or two.
Right, okay.
So you don't get rid of it. You just add more Kind of like pitchers. You have never have enough mascots.
All right. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.